Good evening, I'm Teddy Ryan.
And I'm Randy Berger.
Tonight we kick off with our main headline story. After weeks of uncertainty, the FIS blockade around Barnard Star has finally been lifted. While the suspect's still at large, agents are still no closer to finding the terrorist responsible for the assassination of the Yankee Doodle president.
Agents have questioned a number of station staff and clients in an attempt to find a lead, but as yet, they have come up empty-handed.
Station commander Sarah Connor Churchill was enraged with the lack of any evidence to support the blockade's continuation and immediately ordered its dissolvement.
The government of Yankee Doodle, supposedly with close ties to the Corona Corporation, have yet to release a statement, but as of yet, no date has been set to elect a new Yankee Doodle president. The vice president remains silent within the custom of the Yankee Doodle presidential death tradition.
In recent station news, many patrons of the station's bars were celebrating today as the first Jenks deliveries arrived since the blockade was lifted. It caused so much excitement, one old-timer had to be prized off the ship by numerous staff after trying to suck Jenks from the ship out of his exhaust. It did not require any treatment and no charges were raised.
The station has sustained some minor structural damage this week after a spaceship materialized inside on one of the station bars. The Fire Garden Ferdinand Bar is one of the station's finest bars, and after recent troubles with security forces, a full-size spacecraft managed to appear inside the bar. Rumors of it spread quickly through the station, but the reports were confirmed after the aforementioned ship made its spectacular exit through the bar's observation deck windows.
Station docking control have warned that persistent debris from the incident is causing problems for ships docking at the station. One ship reported damage sustained by a floating 4D pool table and found themselves propelled back through time to a week last Tuesday.
A cloud of noxious gas is also reported to have originated from the troubled bar area, and patrons are advised to stay away while repairs are done. A 500,000 credit fine has been issued and paid. Further investigations are also ongoing to see if any further action are needed to be taken against the pilot responsible.
Bar manager Garth Ryer was incensed by the scale of the damage, but a regular patron has stumped up a large payment to help restore the bar to its original glory. The only headache facing the bar is if repairs can't be completed on time to host the Susan Boyle's Global Tour in October. Tickets are still available at 15 credits each. Remembering, should you manage to attend the full concert, you can cash the ticket in at the end for 20 credits compensation.
The lotto offices on Barnard Oxeter were robbed today by an nefarious Imperial. The Imperials have been quiet recently, but tensions in the area increased when the suspect got away with roughly 60 million in credits. System security have said this was obviously a planned robbery, with toxic chemical weapons being used to devastating effect. Several security officers were rushed to the local hospital after the attack. The Empire spokesman for Camelot has stated that this is not a planned attack and the Empire has nothing to do with the attack on the Spamalotica officers. But this attack has strained relations between the two sides. Just moments before the attack, one lucky lotto winner picked up his 2 million credit winning. Preferring to remain anonymous, he did, however, make the statement. Well, Angie's, it's the future. It is unknown which system produced the winner.
BS News has received a report stating that the radioactive waste being dumped in the slough system has now reached its highest level in 20 years. The report by the Federal Cleanliness Agency listed slough as the number one choice for fly tipping in the galaxy, with radioactives being the highest cause of concern. Slough residents are reportedly fed up with their system being used as a rubbish dump. One female spokesman for the slough system made this statement.
Slough isn't all bad, but we do have some great areas too.
BS News cannot confirm the reports of Slough having great areas, but can confirm it's a great place to dump your crap. Federal agents have also withdrawn the use of orange sidewinders in the Slough system, saying that it's just too dangerous and the residents of Slough should take more responsibility for their system.
The 109th Galaxy Cup of Soccer started today with the Barlaff Dance team in action. The event, however, is causing some controversy due to the low gravity of the Brotic system, the inclement weather that has also been reported. The GIFA is looking into the only goal scored in the match when Barnard star striker, Max Duras, kicked the ball 34,000 feet in the air. The opposition, Lissetti, complains that in the 32 minutes the ball took to come down, the half-time whistle had already blown, and the players were off the pitch, as the ball came down slowly and rolled gently into the net. The manager for Barnard Star, Bert Jorgay, has said the ball was kicked before the whistle was blown, so the goal should stand. In today's other match, Dyto beat Clough by 4-0.
The G1 season, due to start in the next month, has seen some initial delays, with the banning of a technology that has not yet been verified as even existing. Shite speed drives will not be permitted for the forthcoming season, with ships having to compete using standard drives only. With only a few known cases of shite speed happening in the galaxy, it does seem a somewhat premature step.
And now the weather. A small meteorite shower will move in tonight, which will cause some minor clanging on Barnard Star Station. And on the planet side, there is currently a snowstorm over Birmingham World. This has led to increased traffic around the station, with a few minor accidents being reported.
Station traffic control have asked for your patience as they try to deal with a large backlog of ships due to the FIS blockade, which was lifted this week. On the outer edge of the system, a corrosive nebulous gas has appeared in the last few days. Ships are being warned to avoid the phenomenon. The Weather Agency's Nebula Hunter ship dissolved when it flew inside the nebula to take some readings.
That would be it news.
I was Teddy Ride.
I was Randy Berger.
Thank you for joining us.